My guest this evening has been described as wowing audiences using just an acoustic guitar and a loop pedal, using intricate guitar work, sharp lyrics, and well-practiced audience participation. Joss's set is well-suited to both main stage festivals and more intimate and acoustic gigs. Joss, thanks for coming in. When did you start playing guitar?
I started playing guitar when I was 9. Music's something I've always done. I started playing piano first at 4 years old. It kind of just happened. And so that sort of progressed to guitar at 9, and I was sort of messing about with drums at the same kind of time. So music's always been like a massive part of my life. And guitar, I love equally as much as I love piano. I've got a nice keyboard, but you know, if you want an acoustic piano sound, it's not quite...
Not quite the same.
You can't copy it.
Not quite the same. That description of you, does that kind of sum you up, do you think?
Basically, yeah, as they say, sort of my life consists of just me. I play acoustic guitar and I have a loop pedal. So what I do is I sort of build up layers, sort of hitting the guitar to create kind of a drums, bongo type sound. Sort of I build up guitar layers and I have a separate microphone that I build up some harmonies as well. I try and do it as fast as possible because if people haven't heard a loop pedal been used before, it's quite often used to build up really quite gentle, slow layers. I try and do it as fast as I can so people aren't waiting, but try and keep it as simple as I can as well.
Yeah.
At the same time.
The loop pedal is something where you can record while you're playing and
Absolutely.
Then sing with yourself. Is that,
yeah, yeah,
does that kind of sum it up?
What it does is you channel everything through, if you like. So if you plug your guitar into it and basically it records exactly what you do with a sort of tap of a foot. And then when you tap it again, the bit that it's just recorded, it'll just loop it constantly until you tell it to stop.
So you could become a 75-piece band.
Easily, yes, yeah, I know. It's incredible. I know people sort of have, and particularly at some of the folk festivals I play, they're quite into their sort of acoustic, keep it nice
sure.
and simple. I'm of the opinion, if there's equipment like that about, as long as it's used properly, it's just incredible what you can do. It's amazing.
Who do you think, Josh, were your influences back then?
Vast amounts, really. Like music-wise, there's a lot of artists that have influenced me from quite a heavy metal band called Avenged Sevenfold. I used to listen to them quite a lot when I was 12. Their musicality, their key changes, their rhythms are really quite intricate, and that's what inspired me to sort of carry on writing, I guess. Right back to sort of Chris de Burgh. I've always been a massive Chris de Burgh fan.
Lady in Red, is that?
I know that's his big sort of song, but his more recent stuff is quite orchestral, quite folky.
It is.
My parents introduced me to him, and although he's not the most popular sort of artist in the world, I quite like him. But also, like, to modern day, Jason Mraz, the American artist, the way he forms his lyrics, he does quite fast, intricate rhyming patterns. I love those, and I try and use them as much as I can as well.
You get some quite good press, don't you? I was reading a few on your website. A Not Star on the Rise, uplifting tracks filled with catchy melodies and truthful lyrics are sure to blow you away. I mean, you must get quite excited by those kind of crits.
They're always really nice to hear something like that. I mean, where I'm from in Nottingham, there's a big sort of scene going on with Jake Bugg, and there's quite a few budding Notts artists that are going to be on the rise for 2013
sure.
and 14.
Is it the new Liverpool, do you think?
I'm not sure. All I know is that there's a lot of good artists. It's not just about the music, it's about sort of the music magazine, it's about the promoters. For example, the review that you just read out is from a company called Newsic, which is a branch of Left Lion magazine. Without these journalists, the musicians wouldn't really have that platform. That's why sort of Nottingham's doing quite well at the moment. It's got that backup.
We're going to hear a track now that you've chosen.
Yes.
Tell us about this track.
I worked with a company in Kent, in Sevenoaks, a production company, and it was sort of A&R lessons, singing lessons, and as a package you got to record a song and do a video, which we'll be doing soon. And so I wrote this song, we recorded it, as I said, we're going to do videos soon, and that's kind of where it comes from, really. This song's called Will You.
Okay, let's hear it now.
I was told all about you, how you tore guys apart. But I had to see for myself, find if you had a heart. I felt myself lucky that you picked me that night. Now it's far too late to put things right. Will you still love me, or when the sun begins to rise? Will you still want me, or is the night built on lies? Do you feel it? didn't know better, listen to what I was told. Needed someone to love me, needed someone to hold. Yeah, my head filled with thoughts and dizzy from too much wine. Thought I could tame you, wanted to make you mine. Oh, will you still love me? Oh, when the sun begins to rise. Oh, will you still want me? Oh, as the night builds on light. Just want to love you.
Josh Kemp there, who's with me in the studio this evening and who will be playing live in just a few minutes' time. Josh, what a nice track that was. We were chatting during that and you were saying it's one of your mainstream tracks.
Yeah, one of my sort of mainstream tracks. It's quite a simple song, and when I do it live, I strip it right back to sort of acoustic guitar. I don't even use the loop pedal for that song. It's quite important, I think, when using a loop pedal that it doesn't get overused. So I like to have, you know, the upbeat, sort of the fast, hard-hitting loop pedal stuff, and then just break it down to an acoustic guitar ballad, and that's the version I do of that song.
Yeah,
so just
very nice
completely pull it back.
And is that available on a CD?
Yeah, it's available on a CD, but it'll be coming up on iTunes and Spotify with the release of new EP in April. I'm going to be doing a slightly different version of that one, actually. That is also available on SoundCloud, but my new EP I'm quite excited for. I'm recording it at the moment, and obviously a lot of the work I do is using a loop pedal, and it creates a really good live environment, one that I love. And I was wondering sort of how to translate that into a studio. So with this new EP, we're basically going to do a setup similar to what we've got here, actually, which is a beautiful setup. Just set everything up and just do one take. So everything that I do completely live in the recording studio, and that's how we record the album, so try and give it that live sort of free feel, if you like.
And that will be available when?
That'll be available at the end of April.
On Spotify?
On Spotify, iTunes. On iTunes, via my website. You can order wherever you are in the country. I'll post it to you.
And for our listeners' point of view, remind us of your website.
My website is www.joshkempmusic.webs.com, and there you'll find links to buy my current EP, my future EP, pre-order, and also links to sort of Facebook and Twitter and the usual sort of social networking.
Indeed.
Side of
and we will, of course, link it on our website as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Talking of which, on YouTube, I was watching a YouTube video which is all about wingsuit base jumping.
Wingsuit base jumping, yes.
I thought I must immediately take up.
Absolutely.
But now I've decided not to. But track on that is beautiful. It's called Fly.
Yes.
Did you you choose the video? Did the video choose you?
I wrote the song a couple of years ago now. I finish every show with it because it's quite sort of an anthemic track, I guess. Mm. It's a good one to end on. And I'll be finishing with that a little bit later on in our sort of studio time. I was sort of listening to it, and I like skiing. I like doing that kind of thing. And so me and my mates send each other a lot of quite extreme sports videos. And it's something I definitely like to try. And it's sort of, we started watching these wingsuit base jumping videos, which for those who haven't seen it, it's essentially cliff diving from the top of like mountains, volcanoes or whatever. Except you have little wingsuits which have canvas flaps in between sort of your armpits, the two of your legs, and it enables you to glide down mountains, kind of flying really. And some of these videos are absolutely incredible. And I was watching them and I was like, I've got to put fly to this. And so I sort of took some of my favourite videos, obviously meshes them and asked their permission, edited them to the song. And there's a lot of clips from around the world. There's Australia in New South Wales. There is Norway. There's America. There's Canada. There's further afield in the Andes. They go everywhere because wherever there's a mountain, there's somewhere to jump off for these guys. Sure. They're incredible.
Good to see the video, but don't try this at home, I would suggest.
Not at all. I think the roof is not a good idea.
Gigs, I mean, you seem to be fairly well occupied with gigs. Anywhere from Nottingham, Kettering, Manchester, Derby, all over the place, really. London, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Plenty of gigs in London coming up as well as my gig tomorrow, which I've got in Kentish Town at a place called Annie's Bar. I do have plenty of gigs coming up, and you can find those again on the website. There's a full sort of tour list. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, you'll be playing for us very shortly, but while you're nipping into our live music lounge, we're going to play another track.
Yes.
From one of your favourite artists. Tell us about that.
These guys, musically, are incredible. They're actually a really quite heavy band, but as you will hear, this isn't a heavy track at all. It's got some of the most incredible lyrics and incredible, beautiful music ever. And this song's called The Wailer.
Josh, thank you for talking to me this evening.
Thank you for having me.
We're looking forward to hearing from you live in our studio in just a couple of minutes. Thanks very much.